acho, pá, coisa. Pera, coisa, pá, sabe, dá, chama muito, pá, assim, na lei mor. Dá, lei Israel. ומעט עליהם כי סבוי על האורץ אשר אני לא אשא לכם לשוף סו אורץ שחוס לשם פיר הקרי שקמנס יאיר את שמיתו And then Tirat Lisha tells us Sheishonim Tizra Sodecho, you should plant the fields, the grounds for 6 years. The seventh year should leave the land fallow. Don't work the land. This goes on the seventh year of every cycle of 7 years. That is the mitzvah of Ashona Ashviya Shabbos Shabbosoin. You leave the land fallow. You don't work it. You don't sow it. You don't plow it. You leave it Shabbos Lashem. It remains a Shabbos Lashem. Now, it doesn't end with that inyan. The Torah commands that you should do this for a 49-year season, a process. 7 times 7, reminding us a little bit what's going on now. The Svira, but then it's a Svira, the Sofar Torah, also Sheva Shabbosoy Shonim. 7 years, 7 times. 7 times 7 is 49. Leading till the year of Jubilee, the year of what's called Yoivim. Yoivim. Torah Toisha commands us that in the 49th, after the 49th year, after 7 years of counting, 7 years of seven Shemitahs, the mitzvah of the Torah is to have another year of fallowness. But here, besides that, we're not supposed to plant. And this year, something happens very, very interesting and unique. Everything returns to its original owner. The land that were purchased, the slaves that were bought, the system goes back to its start. And this year becomes the year that we restart the process once again, everybody going back to their original matzah. And the question is, what is the connection that we have between the Jubilee year and this counting of the seventh Hom Shemitah? The Chora Shemitah is one thing, and then the 50th year to celebrate Yoiva, what's the connection between the two processes? Secondly, this year has an interesting name. It's called Yoiva. What does Yoiva mean, Rabbi Yisrael? The year of the Kiddashtim Mishnas Chamishim, the year Yoivel he. Yoivel, the Lashon of Yoiva. What's the end of a Yoiva, Rabbi Yisrael? Why is it called Yoivel? Yoivel is a Lashon of Shofar, Dichra, Al Shem Tekiah Shofar. It's called Yoivel in English, the Jubilee year. But in Hebrew it's called the Yoivel. What does Yoivel mean? Yoivel refers to the Shofar. Why the Shofar? So the Indian being, Rabbi said, that on the year of this Yom Tov, Well, this year of Kedash Debishnas Chamish, the 50th year, the year of Jubilee, there's a mitzvah of Avarto Shofar Tkua B'Yom HaKippurim. There's a mitzvah to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. Not Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. But not like we do today. So this is a remez, the Torah says, that we blow it after Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur itself, we blow the shofar. And the Chazal say, you blow the shofar even if it comes out by Shabbos. Even Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, we blow the shofar on Shabbos itself. Even though Rosh Hashanah, if it comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. But the Yovel, we blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Why? It's very, very important that that shofar is blown. Understand why? Blow the shofar, don't blow the shofar. What's that? Chazal Dashin, Rosh Hashanah Tess, you learned it also when Rosh Hashanah. That according to a lot of poisk, a lot of sheet in the Gemara, Tanoim, and it seems that we pass in that way, there's a machloik is that this Yovel year can go into effect. Is if we do what the pride process, the Gemara says it can only go into effect according to one man, the Omer, if we blow the shofar. If you don't blow the shofar, nothing goes into effect on this. Such an interesting halacha. The year of the Shemitah, you don't have to do anything. You did it. Otherwise, you got to keep Shemitah. You got to let the land lie fallow. Here, by the din of Yovel, the 50th year, according to one man, if we blow the shofar, if Bezdin blows that shofar, good. If not, the year does not become a Jubilee year. The slaves don't have to go back. The lands don't have to be returned. Everything's totally in that Vavar to shofar. If he's that's very, 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 very mistaken, why the year is called the Yovel. Everything's written on totally in that shofar. But my in shofar, it's a yovel. I mean, what's that to do with the vision? Why is everything? And interesting enough, also, this takes place on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. If you'd ask me, if I would ask you, we'd ask each other. It's a simple question. It will be Matish and be Kodea the 50th year. When does the 50th year start, Rabbi? Rosh Hashanah, very good. Rosh Hashanah, I knew we had Rosh Hashanah. The year starts with Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur. Why are we blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur when the year starts with Rosh Hashanah? We got 2 minutes. So I want to say like this. The 50th year that the mitzvah of Yovel, that we have to give back all the karkois, we have to give back all the lands, all the slaves go back to the original owners, they go free. The Prussian drawer should call freedom in the land. The chayr is a paradigm halacha. That we have to declare freedom in the land. And everything goes back to the original owner. Is something that takes a lot of courage, a lot of strength, a lot of power. That somebody owned something for so long, he could be owned it for 50 years. And now he has to relinquish his total bylaws, it goes back forever to the original owner. The strength, determination, in order to be able to do that. A person had a slave. A slave, an Eved. He was a person. He had a slave. And the slave was working for 50 years. He managed to decide to stay by his master. For 50 years, he loved his master. He wants to stay there. We pierce his ear. Don't get any idea. We pierce his ear. And the service of Gavar, he remains, but 50th year, that's it. He has to relinquish the total bialis of this Eved. It can't be forever. And the lesson, the deep lesson, the Chazal is teaching us a portion of the lesson is that we are not the owners. It doesn't belong to us. We are not in control. We're not the bialim. We're not in charge. We have to be good shomrim. We have to watch. We have to take care of the thing that we're given. But we have to realize that at the end of the day, there's only one true bialim. That's a good thing. This is the lesson of Yoiv. That even though this goes in total, it's a total stira to the American dream, that the world believes that it's in Yadi, that I'm in control, I run, and I'm the decider, and I'm the one who gathers. And I'm the one who makes it. And I'm the one who's successful. And I'm the one who made myself rich. It's totally, totally false. There's only one owner to the world. There's only one who controls the world. There's only one who the world belongs to. And that is one bialim d'bor l'olam. And therefore, in the 50th year, no matter how long you own something, how long it was part of your life, how long you were in charge of it, 50 years, it all goes back to the original matzah that it was before. You can't take it with you. It's not yours. It was a shoyimer. You're a shoyimer. Nothing. Because this process is so difficult, because this process is so hard for a person to relinquish the rights of something that it was truly is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a system of how to build it up, of how to come to that level, that I can give it away. I can give away totally. I can return that Eved to his family. I can give back that land to its original owner without having any feeling of regret, feeling of disappointment, feeling that I lost something that was so much shaykh to me. Because for 7 years, seven times, I've ingrained. I've knocked into my head. I've left that land fallow. I've counted seven times and I've showed through my ma'aseh that the land is not mine. Shabbos Lashem, I don't own it. It's not mine. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one of the most valuable lessons for both sides. Any possession that we have in this world, it is not ours. Even our bodies itself are both sides. The halach is a person is not allowed to commit suicide. You're not allowed to commit suicide. The person, why not? Come on. It's my life. They're my veins. It's my heart. If he wants to, you know, hang himself one day from the rafters, what's wrong? It's my life. The Chazal, no. Even your life, even your body, it's not yours. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even to be choyvel on the person's self. The person says, punch me in the arm. Punch me in the arm. It's not so pasha, al pi halacha, you're allowed to punch him, Rabbi Yisrael. You're not so levoy, you're allowed to punch him. Because his body doesn't belong to him. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same way, Rabbi Yisrael, everything that we possess in this world, we have to realize we don't take it with us. It's not ours. It's not our possession. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And berega that a person realizes that, berega that a person realizes that, he becomes a free man. The Yoiva represents freedom. Freedom. What is freedom? Freedom is the understanding. The true understanding that I'm not the pilot over here. I'm not in charge. I'm not running the show. Kol zman that I have a daiga. Kol zman that in my mind I feel I'm running the show. I'm in control. Kol zman that I'm enslaved to that American dream. That I can control my own destiny. Of how much money I'm going to make. Of how, what type of house I'm going to have. Of how long we have to keep the house. I once went to visit a rich person. He had become very, very wealthy. Overnight. He did very, very well. The real estate market. And I came to visit him at the beginning when he started the yeshiva. And the guy was telling me, I don't know what the matzah is. Let's go visit him. We went into his living room. And all the lights were out. Everything was out. We seen the dog. He had like a light, it looked like tissue board there. There was one light by the way we were there, and everything was out. It's cold, no heat on. It was a giant house, beautiful house. And I was like very, very mamish wondering what's going on over here. It's like a pell in the sky, a beautiful house, beautiful three cars, all parked in the driveway. It looked like they hadn't been moved in a while. And the house is like mamish, all the lights around. Empty, and the mice, I came over for a donation, I walked out, I had to give him a donation. It was mamish, he said, I did well at the beginning, I put down a lot of money for the house, but now it's gone. Nothing left. Ow, gone. Nothing, I don't have it. The hell of the gazach. A few days ago, he was on top of the world, a few weeks, months, you know, top of the world. How much money I have, what's he going to do, here, there. And then, he was taught to realize, it was all gone in a few days. Everything he amassed, he owed money, he couldn't afford electricity, the house was, the mall itself looked like empty, the cars were parked in the driveway, the mortgage was on his house, because everything was gone. He was taught to him in a few hours, a few days, taught to very clearly, you are not the Bible. You're not the Bible. But this is the lesson of Yoivel of Yisrael. Yoivel he! Blow the shofar! What does the shofar represent, of Yisrael? What's the meaning of blowing the shofar? Why is the shofar the representative of this year? Because of the father of Yisrael, as we know, as we understand very clearly, this oilam is a battle! There's a battlefield. The battlefield is between Omer HaYetzer, the Chovas Vol says, Omer HaYetzer, Omer HaSeichel. The Ruchnias and Gashmias. Our Neshama and our Guf are in a battle. They're in a battlefield. There's a constant battle every day between our Neshama and our Guf. The Guf is pulling us.
Come on.
Let's go for it! Let's enjoy our life! Let's live a life of pleasure! Let's get as much money, amass as much money! Let's be involved! Let's amass! Let's get big homes, cars, vacations! And the Shum is fighting. The Shum is fighting! For the real stuff, the real McCoy! The Shum knows its place. The neshama doesn't have any pleasure from this world, like the Sosham says. The neshama's most. And it's being schlepped with the fight of the goof, the goof is fighting. There's a battle fighting between the neshama and the goof. Man punching at each other every day. The cold man that a person feels that the goof is in control. I'm in control. He's going to schlep that neshama like a slave to wherever he wants to take it. And there's going to be slaughtering. The neshama is going to be slaughtered. But when the neshama wakes up, when the neshama is in the Mitzrayim and takes control, And he realizes deep inside that this life, that's not what I'm here for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the world, and my job is to serve him. And whatever he wants is going to happen. It's his land. It's his body. He's in control. When the neshama is me'oirer, then a person becomes free from that goof. And he becomes a free soul. Soul free. Blowing the shofar. Letting out that trua on Yovel is the expression of the neshama coming forth. What is the blowing of a shofar, Rabbeinu? The shofar is the ruach, the neshama. You blow that hisoris of the trua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the neshama can come forth. Because now I realize that the guf is not in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And therefore I have to serve him. And by serving him, that's how I'm going to have Hatzlach. That's how it's going to be. That's why the whole year of Yovel is totally in one thing, blowing of the shofar, because that's what it represents, the freedom of the soul. Not being schlepped, not being controlled, not being charged by the guf. But this shofar, Rabbi Yisrael, reminds us of something very, very deep, Rabbi Yisrael. Many, many generations back, Rabbi Yisrael, this shofar is the ayah, Yovel, the ayah that was blown on, was blown by Avram Avinu, Rabbi Yisrael. It wasn't blown, but the horn of Avram from that isle that he sacrificed. What was Avram doing at that moment when he sacrificed and we blow the shofar to remind us? He was taking his possession that in some ways that the son was mekatrek, that he felt that's his. He has something in this world besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he was giving it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're in possession of everything, Hashem. I'm your servant. And that's what Yom Kippur is all about, Rabbi Yisrael. Yom Kippur is the day when we fast. What happens on Yom Kippur when we fast? We don't feed ourselves. We don't eat good, but that's fine. On Yom Kippur we fast. What is a fasting, Rabbi Yisrael, doing? It's a mayat the goof. It's a day when the neshama can express itself totally and fully. That the goof doesn't have control. The guf's not going to be in control. The neshama is going to be in control. I'm going to be able to make the right decision in life. I'm going to be able to be the free man. I'm going to be able to be the one that makes that decision based on what's the right decision in life. And not to be schlepped. And not to be controlled. And not to be pulled by the guf that says, Ola mazeh, get more. Whatever I can get. How much I can get. And everything in this world, of course, if you look at every advertisement, every billboard, everything in this world is in one. How much to give pleasure to the goof? The goof should get more and more, as much as possible. And then the neshama gets slapped into it, of course, says, beat up. Yovel. Today, we declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the Gashmi. We are going to be people. Ruchnius. We're going to have an neshama come out through that shofar on Yom Kippur and be zeichah to Eiz Hashem that our neshama wins the battle against the guf. Vein Eiz Vorn Rebbe will tell it over at the Shabbos table. What does that have to do, Rabbi Yisrael? What does that have to do, Rabbi Yisrael? It has a lot to do with what's coming up right now. And that is the Halakha Yontem of Shavuot. We're holding 2 weeks, approximately, before Shavuos. The greatest day, as we'll speak about on Shavuos, the greatest day that's possible in the history of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. The most important day for us, Rabbi Yisrael, is the day that we became moved from the Ami. We became the nation of the book. We became the ones who are going to teach the world this lesson, that the world has a purpose, the world has meaning, there's a God, there's a creator, and he has a mission, and we have a mission. The whole world stood in abeyance stood frozen for this day, for Kabbalah Satan. That's for sure what Kabbalah Satan means, because as we'll talk about it. But there's another lesson that's so important for us. And that lesson is the lesson of the name of Shavuos, which is called Atzeres. Atzeres! It's called Atzeres! Why is it called Atzeres? What does that? The word Atzeres, Baruch Hashem, we're here in Eretz Yisrael, and we have to teach Ulpan 101. Atzeres is the Russian of Atzor, stop. Stop! That's what Atzeres is. What does that do with Shavuos? The answer is the Baruch One of the Yisoidas of Shavuos is to teach us Atzor, that the Torah was given to us as a measure, as a koyach, as a tool to know how to be Atzor, to stop, to be in control, to not be slapped by the goof. Barossi Yetzahara, Barossi Torah. The Torah was given as that instrument to become a person, a human being that has the ability to say no. He has the ability to say no. To not be controlled by the goof. To not be slapped by the goof. To not be slapped by every time my Yetzirah comes to me and says, come on, let's go here. I can say to myself very clearly, no, I've decided that I'm not going to let myself be controlled by my goof. I'm going to say no. Just because my friend decides that he wants to take me to a very nice place where I'm going to learn very good things, I can say no. I have the ability to say no. It's not good for me. Just because somebody puts on my plate, or I'm going to a chasana and they're serving all types of foods that might not be good for me, I can say no. I can say I won't eat it. Just because everybody in the circle is smoking Marlboro Lights, Reds, I can say I'm not going to have a Red. I don't want a Red. Everybody's doing it. The whole crowd's going. Everybody's drinking, rocking with the Iraq. The guy doesn't even like it. Hates Iraq, it's like tastes like poison to him. But we're around the campfire. He hates it, but he can't say no. Peer pressure, the animalistic. I can't say no. Why not? Be a man. Stand up. And declare for every, no! I'm not going to go to bed 4:30 in the morning tonight. No! I just decided one time in my life, I'm going to get to bed before 3:15 a.m. Why should I walk into chakras? And I think I'm dominating my roof. Like one guy walked in on Shabbos and he used to the base manager. So I'm going like this. Rolling up his sleeve. I had to tap him on the back. A late night oinin. He thought, listen, I missed tefillin yesterday. Might as well chop today. Tashlumin. But Rabbeinu Shalom, to have the ability to say no. I'm not going to do it. It's not healthy for me. It's not good for me. That's all. The Torah has given us the strength to go out and scream. I can be in control of myself. I can let my ruchnius, my neshama, my esoiris say, I'm in control of the guf. And I'll lead it to wherever I want to lead it. I'll take it to the Beis HaMedrash if I want. But I'm not going to be schlepped like a slave to wherever Yetzer Hara tells me to go. When I walk out depressed, my neshama is moist. I walk out sad because I was schlepped somewhere I didn't want to go. That's the koyach of Shavuos. Shavuos is a time to realize that it's such a precious commodity called the Torah, and the more that I get it into my body, the more I inject myself, the more I shoot myself up with Torah, not anything else. When I shoot myself up with Torah injections, that's going to go into my bloodstream, the koyach to say, no! I'm not going here. I'm not doing that. I'm staying away from this. How many times was it people get schlepped into what they said? The world's not solving. Because, whatever. Just happy to go. Just wanted to go check out something, you know, around that square area over there. I didn't want to be a square, so I went to the square. I didn't want to be like the odd man out. I didn't want to be somebody that's looked as an oddball. I didn't, you know, I had a time to go eat something, a time to go do something. He wasn't able to say no. He becomes an Eved. He's a slave. Every time this thing comes up, he's an addiction now. What's an addiction? Addiction is not slavery. He's enslaved to drinking, to this, to movies, to who knows what about that. Because he can't say no. He's trained his body, but he can't say no. The goof is in control and schleps. Shavuos is a time to get infused with this Yisrael of himself. To realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu shlita of the world. And Avraham Avinu is how far he was able to go, Rabbi Yisrael, to give his own son, who he had a love for, and he gave it over. My Ruchni is serving Hashem to the control of my Gashmi's like a feelings. The opportunity to do that, Rabbi Sai, is all inside of every Rabbi Sai from Kabbalah Satori. We stood up to the world and we said, no, we're not going to be like every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Ilav Ahu Yoimed the Kagorams of Rabbi Yosef, Kame Yosef, Dick, the Shuka, would be like some other Joe in the Bowery Bar. How many people that are destroying their lives, killing themselves, only because they can't control their bodies, of us, destroying their marriages, destroying their families, of us, how many stories that everybody probably here knows, that a guy wasn't able to be control himself, with one click of a button, he put himself into a situation he wasn't able to control himself, and now his family's messed up, his life is messed up, he has no family, divorce, who knows what, of us. All because he couldn't say no. No to the computer! No to the who knows what! No! I'm not going to have this in my house. Oh, come on. Everybody has, you know, a computer now. Just have a small computer. A little laptop. You write your Chidushi Torah on it. See him up late at night. You have story in the Chmol Sam late at night. Oh boy, there was Chidushi Torah over there. Sugi Dinoshin. Nechmol Ditzlan. And it's getting the Tyra Avrech, Tyra Avrech, and who knows why. Somebody said, just get a small computer and just have one. Listen, you have to, you know, keep in touch. I have just emails. I became, went from emails to females. Just a little F, you press, instead of pressing E, you know, the E and the F are next to each other, so you hit the F, and the whole thing went out to females, and oh boy, there's a lot of sites for that stuff. Sefer Shul Dov, Rachmon Litzlan, where is this guy? One day he's sitting learning Rabbi Socha, Birchbaum, Mamish, Chif Odin, to be a man, Big Rosh Hashiva, now, where he is, he's rocking away some nightclub. The boys, he had a little Kindlech, a little Shmuley, a little Yankee, a little bit. Now he's with Butch, Ivan, and now some Schwartz, I don't know what his name is. They know, they're trying to still figure out his name. He's wearing braids, and then he's somewhere, he used to be a Tyra Avrich. You There he is in Times Square selling frankfurters. Come on, just see a clean shave without what happened to the guy. What was on? One press of the bone, he wasn't able to say no. No! No! And he pressed it, he wasn't able to control himself, he wasn't able to say that no. Come on, it's time. Times Square, here we come. Laugh at it, but it's true stories of us. Rahman al-Islam, the Rabbanim speak of them. Rahman al-Islam, it was. People, Rahman al-Islam, have given up on the most tired, the Kazakhim, the Yidin, the Boisad, and Shabbos, Rahman al-Islam, not in all Yeshiva, but in other places in the world, people for the iPhone, for the who knows what, have given up on Shabbos. The most tailor Kazakhim, Boisad, how people were noise and leverage for Shabbos in the times. People's grandfathers, you know, the times they came to New York City, where people gave up their lives for Shabbos. And people, all their grandparents gave up their life for Shabbos today for just a click to answer an email. What's up? Bobby Pins! On Shabbos! What color tie are you wearing on Shabbos? No problem. Blue and white. He's ready to give it all up. For a depressing blue and white on a bar thing, Rabbi, it's a pelle de gazach. It's off the charts. Shabbos. The Hilik of Shabbos. He's made this depressed one thing. How you doing? Okay. Okay. Shabbos for an okay.
Can't control myself, Rabbi. What do you expect me to do? Every 2 seconds I have to press my button. I do it in my pants now. I've never seen doing Seda. Move it around. I have 4 iPhones in my pocket. Every second. And get back there in his mind, I have 6 different Blackberries. Up all day, mama's connected.
What's up? Here are you now, on the toilet! That's my status! Toilet status, it's called. Are you after or before? I'll let you know in a minute. What's your status? Now I'm picking my nose. That's my status. What about you? I'm picking both my nose. 24 hours, my young. 24 hours. What's up? What's doing? What's this? Bittle man. The most stupidest things. But Shabbos. Why? I can't control myself.
Not in control. You can't control yourself. Giving up the most hele gazach rabbi and chal shabbos is ke oyved avodah zorah. He's a goy. We're called dinayim. If he touches wine, we can't drink the wine. He's a goy. You're giving up your Judaism for an okay. I can't control myself, Rebbe. I got addicted to this phone. Just look at my play, my Facebook page. 764 friends. Baby, will you be my friend? If I have to ask you to be your friend, there's a big problem at this time. I didn't have to ask people when I was growing up, you would be my friend. I had friends without that. I can imagine. No, I don't want to be your friend. I know what happened. No wonder people go into psychologists today. Imagine the issues that a guy had when someone says, I want to be your friend. Maybe we could develop a site, psychology 1. If you don't, the guy answers your other friend what to do, 10 steps. Call someone else to be your friend. No, Rabbi Sait, is the Yesoid. Moisa ha'odah min ha'beheima oyin. The difference between a human and a behemoth, as a behemoth can never say no. I never saw the lion say no when he wanted to tear apart the deer. Just tear it apart, that's all. A human can say no. That's what his human is. He can control himself. He can say, this Shabbos, I have meaning, I have purpose to my life. I am going to be in control of my life. I'm going to let the Ruchnius, the Neshama, be in control of the Guf. I'm ending the last day of Sphira, Boisai. If you look in the And some of the people say it after davening. They say the Lord, the spheres, the different midas of Oisai. What's the end of the sphere of Oisai? We count on in the Ruchnias, day after day, Malchus Shebamalchus. What's the Melech of Oisai? Who's the king? The one who's in control of his own self of Oisai. That's a king of Oisai. Man Malki says the glowing Guinness, Rabbonon. Rabbonon called Malochim of Oisai. They can be in control of their emotions. That somebody could slam the door on Moshe Feinstein's fingers when he closed it, and Moshe didn't let out a peep, Rabbi said, because he might hurt this guy's feelings, Rabbi said. We can't imagine someone slammed the door, someone, taps me on the shoulder, tapping me on the shoulder, so the guy slammed the door, his fingers were bleeding, and Moshe didn't let out a peep, Rabbi said. Why? Because if I said something, I might hurt his feelings, and he took me to Yeshiva, Rabbi said, about a 5-minute drive. And he slammed the door on his fingers. And Moshe went inside, didn't let out a sink, he got to the sink, and then he washed off the blood. Because he was in total control of himself. My Malki is Rabbanon, Rabbi said. Sphere ends off! We're Malchus Sheba Malchus. We're kings, Rabbi said. Not that kings that you guys are thinking about. Real kings. In control of ourselves. Ready to do the right thing. Then our Shama lead us. So we should share the pain of the man.